Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Cellar Notes. Hugh, the last time I went to Italy, to the Piemonte region, I fell in love with a wine called Lange Nebbiolo, which is actually kind of, in one respect, junior varsity Barolo or junior varsity Barbaresco, because it's made of the wine that doesn't quite make the cut.
Right.
Therefore, value.
Value. Yeah, so we've been doing this whole series on value, what you would call, guess the junior varsity wines. We did the Rapasso for the Amarone.
Right, right.
We did Saint-Véran for white Burgundy. And the Lange Nebbiolo falls into the same category. This is a large region, the Lange region in the Piedmont area. And, you know, Barolo and Barbaresco, they're all part of the same area. So they're all made with the fabulous Nebbiolo grape, which produces red wines of terrific complexity and finesse, but only seems to really thrive in the Piedmont area. I mean, that's produced in some other areas, but the best ones come from the Piedmont. Barolos run in the $60 to $100 bottle range.
Yep.
Barbarescos are usually $40 to $70, but Lange Nebbiolo is usually $20 to $30. So there's your value quotient right there. Same grape, usually younger vines or wine that didn't make the cut for the more prestigious wines, sometimes even same vineyards. Great value. So, flavors of the Nebbiolo grape are cherry, raspberry, aromas of rose and anise, and those are hallmarks. Here are three that I enjoyed. So, first one, producer, Viberti, V-I-B-E-R-T-I. We'll put it on the website. 2020 vintage, sells for $21.99. It's fruity and forward aromas of dark cherry, leather, and a subtle anise characteristic. It's medium to full bodied, nice lingering finish, and you're going to always find in Nebbiolos a dusty tannin. I mean, that's one of the hallmarks. So even though these don't have the quote unquote ageability of a Barolo or a Barbaresco, a couple of more years aging and these wines will almost always be worthwhile.
Absolutely.
And as I said, $21.99 for the Viberti Lange Nebbiolo. Producer is Angeline, I'm not 100% sure on the pronunciation. This is their Angelo Negro, Lange Nebbiolo. This one is from the 2020 vintage, and it's $24.99. So the price points remain consistent. This is a little bolder than the last one, deep ruby color. Again, dark cherry, but definitely rose and currant aromatics that come up, rounded fruit, with a noticeable, again, signature dusty tannin. It's a bit fuller bodied than the Viberti. And then last but not least, from a producer, Giuseppe Cortese, this is the Lange Nebbiolo 2019 vintage. This one's the most expensive of the lot at $33.99. Pale garnet, layers of aromas, cherry, plum, spice, and then just a hint of cola, well-structured, elegant wine, will likely age for quite some while. So patience in this particular case will absolutely be rewarded. My wine of the week at $21.99 is the Viberti 2020 Lange Nebbiolo. It's just a great value and a great introduction to this wonderful region. Enjoy.
Yeah, and Lange Nebbiolo is one of those wines that I buy on site because I have a lot of Barolo and Barbaresco in my cellar. But I want to let that sit.
Yep.
So to get the same flavors, essentially, at a third the price.
Absolutely.
That's where I go to. So good work, Hugh.
Why, thank you, Al.
Appreciate it. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.